lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients. And why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
And welcome back to Alumni Stadium at halftime. DeSales controlling things over St. Charles, 38-0, and a proud principal and former basketball coach joins us here at halftime from St. Francis DeSales, Dan Garrick. And Dr. Dan, how are you today, sir?
Doing very well, Randy. Thanks for having me, and thanks again for being here covering Catholic football.
And it's great to have you here, and I know you're proud about so many things, and I go through the list every time, and it just mesmerizes me to see the great things that you're doing. First of all, I know you have a special chapter here that supports Rachel Muha's Run for the Race Foundation and their club, and you're hosting youngsters from that club tonight, are you not?
Absolutely. We have 38 racers, as they're referred to, from Rachel's Run the Race club on the west side, and we are absolutely blessed to partner with her. We're the only high school in the diocese to do this, but my understanding is the other high schools are starting to reach out to us and want to do the same thing. Her mission is absolutely incredible, and on this night that we're playing St. Charles, it seemed very appropriate because her son Brian, I think everyone knows the tragic story of Brian, and for us to be able to host the kids here on this night is very special.
And also coming up, something I was a part of for a couple of years, despite what Larry might say, is the National Honor Society, and you have an induction ceremony coming up on Sunday, do you not?
We absolutely do. Yeah, we have the St. Francis chapter of the National Honor Society. We will induct 83 new members to join the existing 89 members, so that takes us up to about 172, if my math serves me correctly. Mm-hmm. So great kids. They have to have a 3.6 GPA, and they have to adhere to the four pillars, which are scholarship, leadership, also character, and service.
And you also have upcoming speakers associated with Respect Life. Tell the folks at home what that's all about.
Well, of course, the month of October is Respect Life Month for the Catholic Church. And so we're blessed to have with us a lady on Friday of this week who's in the diocese. She's from Africa, Uju Akucho. And she is actually going to be speaking to our juniors and seniors about anti-abortion movements internationally, which I think our young people need to hear. And she'll do a wonderful job. And that's going to be Friday at about 12:40 is when she's going to be talking to the kids.
Okay. Also, you have a canned food drive coming up on November the 7th as well, too, at St. Francis de Sales. But before that, on November the 6th, you have another big event, too, do you not?
We do. We have our annual open house, and that will be from 11 to 2. For families that may be interested in finding out more about St. Francis de Sales High School, it's a great opportunity to learn about all of our academic programs, our co-curricular programs, as well as all the teachers and coaches will be present that day.
So if people want more information about what's going on at St. Francis de Sales, is there a website they can go to?
Absolutely, Randy. sfdstallions.org. Again, that's fdstallions.org.
And I appreciate all that you do, but I have to ask you this before you go. Are you happy with your team's performance here in the first half?
Absolutely. I think the seniors realize that, you know, this is their last regular season game. It would appear as if we're going to be fortunate to host a first-round game. But they wanted to make sure that they ended their career in a fitting fashion. So, absolutely, the kids seem to be playing very well.
Dan, thank you for all you do for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and, of course, for St. Francis de Sales High School.
Well, I can't tell you how much we appreciate what you do, Randy. And quite honestly, it's been gratifying to see the growth of St. Gabriel Radio because it really has a phenomenal mission that's good for all of us. Who are a part of the Diocese of Columbus. So thank you and keep up the great work.
Dan, thank you for everything. Go give Larry a quick lesson in life, if you will, please.
Thank you. I love Larry. He's a great guy. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Dan Garrick, our guest here, and it's part two of the highlighter now here at halftime as we're joined by the man that is the principal on the other side. That is Jim Lauer, who is dressed like a left winger right now for the St. Charles hockey team. And, hey, how are you today, eh?
Doing well, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Honored to have you on the program here. And big things going on for St. Charles, including just a few hours away, correct?
We do. We have a lot of different things going on this fall. Our fall sports teams are doing well, and we have open house coming up here in a couple weeks.
All right. When is open house?
Our open house is always the first Sunday in November, so this year is Sunday, November 6th, starting at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And we'd love to have a lot of young men here in the diocese come look at what we have to offer.
As a longtime basketball coach, I know you know a lot about athletics, and you have to be proud of some of the other prowess going on for St. Charles as well, too, correct?
I am. Our teams are doing well. We've got a golf team that's competing in state championships tomorrow. Our soccer team's doing very well. Our cross-country teams competing in the districts, and our water polo team is going to be in the state tournament next weekend. So very proud of what our kids are doing.
Just don't mix up the ice hockey and the water polo, whatever you do, right?
Exactly. That's not a good mix.
Anything else you want to say about St. Charles? I know you have to be a proud papa when it comes to the Cardinals.
I am. I'm just very proud of what our kids do, what our community's about. But really, I'll say this. Our listeners tonight have got to be followers of Catholic education. We have great leadership in our diocese, starting with our Bishop, Bishop Campbell, our Superintendent, Joe Brettnocker, and all the principals, all of our communities, St. Francis de Sales, Bishop Watterson, Bishop Harley, Bishop Reedy, and St. Charles. We've got what I think is an opportunity for young people in Columbus to become good people. We teach gospel values. We value education. And people need to check out the Catholic education here in Columbus.
And for more information on St. Charles, where can folks go?
www.stcharlesprep.org.
As a coach, you're going to need your best halftime speech ever to get
I'll
the Cards
tell you
back
what, we,
into this.
We are going to have to. We've got an uphill battle. I'm very proud of our football program. We've got a great leader in Bob Jacoby. And we'll just keep battling. We've got a little bit of ways to go, but we'll be okay.
And gentlemen, on behalf of everyone here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, Dan and Jim, I'd like to present you with a way to keep your hands warm. There's hot
Randy,
hands.
Randy, we always appreciate everything that you guys do, you and Larry and your team. And thanks what you do for all of us. Thanks.
Although I don't think Dan needs it because his team is red hot right now.
Red hot, exactly.
You, however, dress like a hockey player, so you probably need it. Thanks, Jim, for everything.
Hey, brother. Okay, thanks.
Right.
Thanks.
We're at halftime, about 11:40 plus another 3 minutes until the start of the second half. And during the next 14 minutes or so, Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran will have all the scores. We'll also hear from Todd Bell as well, too, as they gave me back the hot hands about what's going on with a review or preview of St. Gabriel of Ohio Wesleyan, of Ohio Dominican football. Take these back already. We're going to take a break. 38-0 to Sales. I'm getting double-teamed by two principals. What do you do? This is the CCL Game of the Week as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast-rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
.38 is our score at the half of the CCL football game of the week. DeSales leading St. Charles. The undefeated Stallions continue to roll as they look to start that playoff march here for week 11. Of course, another half of football in week 9, and then the game against Mount Vernon next week to wrap up the season. But DeSales already clinching a playoff spot on the year, and looks like they're heading towards clinching that home game as well. Ryan Baker in the AM 820 studios, and I'm joined now by Lee Cochran of This Week Sports. And Lee, 38-0. I don't think this is any surprise here tonight.
No, it's not. It's got to be rough for Coach Jacoby, you know, to take St. Charles and run into, you know, just a juggernaut, you know, and Lonzo Booth, you know, we've talked about him a million times. And yeah, it's not surprising. You kind of hope it'd be a little bit closer. You know, but, you know, we talked about it last week. You know, St. Charles needs an off season with Coach Jacoby to really get things moving.
Yeah, and you've seen improvement from St. Charles a little bit. The schedule got tougher, so it doesn't really look like it, but Coach Jacoby has talked to us about it. Even last week against a LaSalle team that was really good, he thought his team played well, hung in there tough. But again, they're going to need that whole off season. I mean, it's not like they did a little change here. They didn't go from a coach to an assistant coach that was there, or a coach like Jeff Varian that wanted to spread the field and throw the ball. They totally overhauled their offense.
Well, and they overhauled it trying to get an attitude as well, and Coach Jacoby's going to instill that. You know, it's a very familiar attitude that you know, for the DeSales fans and what they've saw for years with him. But it's doable. You know, there's pieces there at St. Charles, and there's going to be. But you know, is it going to be next year? I don't know. Possibly the next year after that. You know, I think it's going to be a little bit of a progression.
Yeah, and St. Charles, again, DeSales, they could be the best team in the area. I know in the Super 7, they're number 2, and the Stallions are loaded for bear. You talked about Alonzo Booth. Brian Osamoa has been good tonight. Joey Velasquez, a kid that missed the first 5 games that transferred over from Olin Tangi, I believe it was, has just been dynamite tonight, and the kid's just a sophomore.
Yeah, and, you know, it's hard to gauge in these kind of games, because DeSales is having its way, but we have enough of their season against, you know Hartley, you know, and the games like that to where they're really tough. But you know, I was looking at this the other day, talking with Jared Ulrey, and you know, we're trying to decide who our Super 25 captain is going to be, and there's a lot of kids still in the running for that, and you know, but when we're talking about DeSales, you know, oddly enough, this might be one of the weaker DeSales schedules in a while. I think there's only going to be, by when it's all said and done, there's probably only going to be three teams on their schedule with a winning record. That's really unusual for DeSales.
Yeah, and you're not helped. You played a Logan team last week that was right there on the verge of the playoffs last year, struggling this year. Obviously, St. Charles and Watterson not having seasons up to par. But, I don't think it matters, even if those teams would have been good enough. I mean, it would have just given DeSales a little tougher schedule and maybe had to play their starters a little more.
Yeah, and you bring up Watterson. Watterson and Zanesville tonight. Watterson's 2-6, Zanesville's 1-7. Both those teams were in the playoffs last year. You know, and just fell off. You know, and you know that stuff happens. We don't talk about it nearly as much as we do the teams like Franklin Heights, who hasn't had a winning season in several years, and now they're 8-0, trying to go 9-0, playing a very good New Albany ball club.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Watterson game. Let's go ahead and get you caught up on the other Catholic teams here in the area. First here this evening at halftime, you mentioned Watterson. They've got a 19-0 lead over Zanesville. Cole Andrews has thrown a 49-yard touchdown pass to Connor Bush. Nick DePalma with a 36-yard touchdown run, and Adam Cawson with a 2-yard run for the Eagles. So Zanesville obviously struggling this year, but Watterson playing good tonight. They need something like this. It'd be good for them to get a couple wins, gain some momentum here, and let the seniors go out on a high note.
Yeah, that's two good points you bring up. And we've talked to several coaches. You know, a couple years ago, we talked to Grandview's coach, Jason Peters. Said they won their last couple games. Boy, he said that gave them all the momentum for the offseason, and they had a strong season the following year. And you can't underestimate what that means to get a couple good wins. It's, you know, all right, you know, let's get going on next year. You know, I think you got that little bit of a waiting period before you can start hitting the gym. But, that's really what Watterson needs. And then, you know, hey, a touchdown pass. You know, maybe they are opening up that offense a little bit. You know, I mean, that's what they've got to do. You know, it's just not – when something's not working, you've got to try something else sooner or later. Now, I know you can't sit there and practice one offense for, you know, an entire off season and then run it for 7 weeks and say, okay, well, we're going to spread it out and, you know, start winging the ball. You can't do that. But from your scheme, you can open it up a little bit more than you have been, and hopefully that's what Watterson's doing.
Yeah, and we've talked about that this year with on the scoreboard show with Dublin Jerome head coach Bob Geswich, how they cut a strong finish to last year and took that over into this year. Watterson, not a lot of people talk about it, but their JV team this year is undefeated. So maybe it could give them some momentum for next year. Who knows,
oh,
for
man,
Coach Pajelic.
I never liked playing that game. Our JV's good.
I understand.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, if the JV players are good, and I know a lot of kids come from the JV. I mean, I think you came out of the JV ranks.
I'm still in the JV, I think.
But in all seriousness, I mean, you get, you know, I mean, some of these kids don't play, you know, JV beyond a freshman year, possibly, you know, that they're starting as sophomores. I mean, you look at Mike Lowry, the Gahanna quarterback, Pickerington North last year. He started a good bit of games after Jimmy Weir got hurt. You know, I mean, how good would a Pickerington North JV team been if they had a, you know, quarterback like that? So that's hard
for
to
sure.
play, it, but it does build confidence. I see what you're saying. It does build confidence, but I heard that for years in girls basketball when Pickerington, you know, was just one high school, and Dave Butcher had it rolling there, and I'd have all kinds of people call me up saying, well, you know, we beat Pickerington's freshman team. Well, that's because, you know, Dave's got, you know, two freshmen on the varsity, you know, playing. So I'd be careful of that.
Reedy has a 21-8 lead over Meadowbrook tonight. Devin Dukes and Brandon Burks with touchdowns in that one for Reedy. Two from Devin Dukes. Newark Catholic has a 14-6 lead over Northridge. Cameron Lewis with a touchdown run. Kyle Gibson as well. That one, and Harvest Prep leads Fisher Catholic 40-0 at the half. The area's leading rusher, Daniel Bangura, having a big game for the Warriors. And of course, Hartley plays tomorrow. They are on the road at Lima Central Catholic. Hey, don't forget, after the game, it's the AM 820 scoreboard show. Lee will still be here, I hope. I will be here, and we'll talk to the players and coaches from the area and give you all the scores as well. Ohio Dominican football on a little bit of a roll here. You heard them get a big win last Saturday here on AM 820. Here's Panthers play-by-play man Todd Bell to tell you all about it.
Ryan, for the first time since 2013, the Ohio Dominican football team is going to cross the Mackinac Bridge as the Panthers will take on Northern Michigan Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. This will be the third all-time meeting between the two schools. ODU has taken the first two contests, including a 30-23 decision in the Superior Dome three seasons ago. The Panthers are going to be looking to continue their momentum from last week's 35-28 win over Northwood. ODU scored touchdowns on offense, defense, and special teams for the first time since 2013, as Billy Akins had a 92-yard interception return for a score, and David Turner took a kickoff back 100 yards as well. It was the first time since September 28th of 2013 against Grand Valley State that the Panthers had multiple 90-plus yard plays in the same game. And that was also the last time ODU scored offensive, defensive, and special teams touchdowns. The defense of ODU limited Northwood to only 60 passing yards on 8 completions. That's the fourth fewest passing yards ODU has yielded in a game in school history, while the 8 completions are tied for the 10th fewest. Coach Cummings knew it was a tale of two halves, but a good win for ODU just the same.
Yeah, it was a strange game, but, you know, big plays bailed us out, and big plays in the first half, and then just steady defense there in the second half for the most part, you know, the one slip up. But, you know, they played, you know, I don't think we played great by any means on both sides of the ball, but certainly played well enough to win.
Northern Michigan has been a strong team on offense, specifically at home in the Superior Dome, where they average 41.3 points per game and almost 400 total yards of offense compared to just 24 points per game and 350 yards of offense on the road. Their defense has also been better at home, allowing 396 yards per game compared to 546 yards per game on the road. And Coach Cummings previews the Wildcats.
Like I said, you know, before, a solid quarterback. He does a great job of managing their offense. He's got a big arm. He can get the ball downfield, and two really, you know, big running backs that are both good football players. And so they're pretty simple schematically on offense, but they do a great job executing, and they do have, you know, big playability on offense. And so those are the things that scare you. They can, you know, grind you out a little bit, but they can also get behind you because they can do those things.
Our coverage of this game between the Panthers and the Wildcats will begin at 12:30 on Saturday afternoon, as Brent Ford will be by with our countdown to kickoff pregame show. And we'll have the kickoff for you coming up at 1 o'clock. Panthers and Wildcats, Saturday afternoon on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Thanks a lot for that, Todd. We look forward to hearing you, Matt Natale, and Brett Ford on the call of Ohio Dominican football tomorrow. 38-0, DeSales leads St. Charles at the half in our CCL football game of the week. Second half action coming up right after this.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.